Phones are
Call the October Administration Committee meeting to order. I need a motion to approve the minutes of September 5 and September 23.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. I'm assuming no grievances. We got IT, Rob.
Good morning. I'm here to request authorization to purchase a Verkada camera system. This is an online camera system to consolidate all of the individual camera systems that we have. DSS has their own one, finance has their own one, buildings and grounds. We have about six individual ones within the county, and we want to consolidate them all into one. This system I'm proposing is a cloud-based system as far as storage. To start, this quote here is just for the county complex that's right here in Bath. I have three different quotes. First one's from the Sourcewell contract. It's $444,900.49. And this is for 38 cameras. The second one I have is, again, for 38 cameras, $46,159. And the third one I have is $50,372. I recommend going off the Sourcewell contract at $44,900.
Long time in the making. This is something that we discussed during our building project and other times. So it's been 5 years that we've been discussing it with the sheriff's office, with the courts.
And it is budgeted the last 2 years. I budgeted, and this is just a start, but I budgeted over the last 2 years, $130,000 for this.
How many cameras do we have now?
Total in the whole county, I don't have that number.
Ballpark.
Just in these buildings here, we had, I think, 32. I went with 38 because I'd like to put some in the data center.
Will.
Yes.
You said this is just to start.
Yes, this is only this complex here. This doesn't include Hornell and Bath or Hornell and Corning or any of the DPW sites.
That's going to be
within the 2025.
Will.
Is this just replacing the physical equipment or is it also a service as well in terms of combining?
So this is a service as well. It is replacing the physical equipment, and there is a maintenance and agreement that includes cloud storage. We will be doing all the installation, if that's what you're asking.
All right. And so is that like a term? Like we have to pay a certain amount for the cloud storage?
So for these 38 cameras, for 1 year, it's $5,743.
And does that change when we get additional cameras? Is that going to increase our expense?
Yes, that will increase. It is per camera. Per camera per year on these quotes, on the lowest quote, is $151. So we'll $12 a month.
So. What's our expense now on the cameras? Do we have like a storage system?
All of them now have their own storage, their own hardware. So I don't know that there wouldn't be a ongoing cost for that at this point. That being said, some of these, especially DSS, finance, they're really old systems. So they're going to need to be replaced soon anyway.
Is there a motion?
I'll second.
Any other questions for Rob? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Vicky.
Good morning.
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 So we're here to get approval to award the RFP contract or the RFP. We had two of the three vendors that are certified by New York State submit. And after we were all done with everything, we would like to award the contract with NTIER.
Got a motion? For a second? Questions?
The dollar amount, NTIER did give us two options. The first year for 2025 would be $34,000. 26 is $35,700, and then 2027 is $37,485. They did give us an option to pay $100,000 for all 3 years at one time. And there was no data migration charge to migrate our data over.
We got the funds?
Yes, we have grant money we can use to do that. I'm good with going with the 3 year for $100,000 if everybody else is okay with that.
Have we used them before?
No.
So this is new.
It's new to us. Yes.
We have other counties that have used them.
NTIER is currently in New York City and they maintain all of New York City. And that was, they're very much automated.
Join the meeting.
A lot of things that we were definitely looking for moving forward to help speed up some of the process in the office. And if they can keep New York City happy, that's quite an undertaking. The amount of data registration that they have to do on a daily basis is enormous.
Scott,
what system do we currently use and why are we changing?
So we were with NTS previously, and we were having major issues. And we had gone with NextVote. We have a contract with NextVote, and NextVote notified all eight counties that were with them that they were pulling out of New York State and they want us off the system by the end of this year.
How much were we paying an annual fee to NextVote?
I'm going to say it was like $30,000-$40,000.
So then this new fee isn't really incremental. It's just a replacement of what we currently have.
Kelly?
But just to clarify, you're talking about paying the $100,000 up front for the 3 years.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve that? Go ahead, though.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. I thought we had a motion on the floor.
Not yet.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. But Hilda?
So you have to be off NextVote by the end of the year.
Yes.
When does this contract start?
December 1st.
So it wouldn't be for this election, and no, we've already received calls to the office about that.
No.
So to make it clear, it wouldn't be for this election cycle, but it would be to migrate for the next.
But you're still, I mean, from November to December, you're not done.
No. So basically, and that was one of the things, six of the other of the eight counties migrated over in August and September. And we said they were pushing to have every county off the system before this election. And we said, no, for the state to migrate that much data from eight counties, I mean, doing the six counties, that's a lot. And so we said we wouldn't do it. And we told them that we would not even start the migration process until we were certified with this election. And that included any pending court cases. Because if we have to go to have that data to go to court, then we have to be able to get to it. And so that was the understanding with NextVote, was that when we were clear, we were certified, we were good, we would start the migration process. So basically what will happen is, as soon as we are done certifying the election and we are done, there will be no more data entry put on the system. Because Next vote has to match with the records that are at the state level. And then once they match, then they can migrate the data over to the new voter registration system. And then the new voter registration system has to also match the state registration system before we can move forward and start doing data entry again.
Well, this could take you to January.
Yes.
Or more.
Or more, yeah. Yeah.
And next vote is okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Can we talk about the annual versus the three-year?
Oh, I think price? She said that she's going to pay up front for the 3 years.
Okay. I just didn't think that was such a great bargain when you can't, when you look at the numbers. But... Okay.
I think it's like $7,000 savings. Mm. We're going to do emergency services. Has a add on to the agenda.
Good morning. I brought this to a committee at Public Safety yesterday. We're looking to take the reclassify the BTAM coordinator position within the Office of Emergency Services from part-time to full-time. This is a management grade H. And the annual salary will be just under $75,000. This is funded under a grant from New York State that we receive $172,413 for each year. It's a two-year grant cycle, so we have funding in there to be able to cover this cost.
Motion.
Motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Anything for Tim? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay. Thank you.
Scott Sprague.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So this morning on the agenda, I would like to propose making an award for our actuarial services that we put out an RFP in June for. When I came to you guys in June, I wasn't sure how many respondents we'd have. We ended up with two. I asked for a max of $15,000 for costs. The first RFP company is SG Risk, and they came in at a cost of $6,000, not to exceed. Second one was Pinnacle Actuarial, and they came in with a cost of $4,750, not to exceed. So significantly lower than what I would have thought we would have been looking at. Both companies met, you know, the requirements, both good companies. I've called some of their their folks they've done business with. Ironically, Pinnacle does all of the actuarial services for PERMA when they look at some of the stuff for them. So they're quite familiar with us as a county anyways. So my recommendation would be to make the award to Pinnacle Actuarial for $4,750.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
It's a good price.
Yeah, it is.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Mitch.
We had talked about doing this item in executive session because it deals with settlement of claims. Do you want to do that or to the end?
Yeah, we'll wait.
All right.
Well, yeah, Nate.
Morning. A couple requests today. The first is in the Office for the Aging, asking to reclassify one vacant social welfare examiner position, CSEA grade F, to an aging services assistant, CSEA grade D. As you recall, last month, we created some positions to bring some contract folks in also put a higher level position in. This is a result of a promotion, and we're making this title the same as those other ones that we created. It's going to do the same duties. So
I'll move it.
Second.
You said it's a promotion, but I'm looking here at the grade and the pay.
No, this isn't. One of the ones we did last month, that one higher level.
Okay.
That we did. Yeah.
So, but this is actually
a downgrade, actually, right. Saving money. Yeah.
All right.
Did we vote on that?
We vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And in social services, asking to reclassify one vacant senior account clerk position, CSEA grade G, to a senior account clerk typist, CSEA grade I. And as I explained last week, this situation of looking at the duties, as well as senior account clerk being one of those titles that has kind of been phased out in favor of the senior account clerk typist.
Motion.
I'll move it. Excuse me. I'll move it.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And next, requesting to reclassify one currently filled typist position, CSEA grade C, to a senior typist, CSEA grade F. Classic situation of duties morphing as a person's in the position, and the duties are more accurately under senior typist.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carries.
And request to reclassify one currently filled senior account clerk typist position, CSEA grade I, to an accounting supervisor grade B. And another situation of looking at the duties, we took a long look at these duties, and what the individual is doing, it fits under the accounting supervisor title.
I'll make the motion, but I do have a question after someone says.
Second.
Yeah, good.
Are these based off the new chart that we had talked about, or is this based on our old chart?
All the CSEA ones are based on the current.
Yep. So CSEA, we actually had our first negotiations yesterday afternoon. So management is the new chart. So CSEA, we do not have that yet. We have proposals on the table, great, but no contract ratified.
Okay.
So current chart, old chart.
Current. Yep.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Sure. Good morning. Few items for you, and then I do have a number of items for executive session. First item, requesting a waiver of insurance for Pracademic Partners. That's the organization that you've awarded the county attorney search to. They're essentially doing consulting services, not on premises. There's no reason that we feel that they need to carry liability insurance on our behalf. And we've historically done it for these type, waive the insurance for this type of purpose.
So these are attorneys that are doing work for us?
It's a consulting firm doing recruitment services. And
they have like a professional insurance?
Oh, they have professional liability insurance, but it's more like our general, we require them to carry, name us as additional insured for liability, auto, all those other things that just don't really apply in this case.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. The next one, recircling on the brief discussion that we had at your legislative meeting about that viewpoint project that we were approached for to highlight, showcase the area with the Dennis Quaid show, Viewpoint by Dennis Quaid. Had a couple conversations since then. Nothing's really changed. Not sure if many of you have had a chance to Google it and take a look at some of those things. But again, the cost is approximately $30,000 if you wanted to do it. If you did do it, I'd recommend from room tax reserve, because that is for tourism and economic development promotion purposes. I can see pros and cons with it. I can see, it will get a little more exposure for Steuben County. The real benefit along with that, in my view, is to be able to have license to the videos that they make, to be able to post on our website, on our social media. But again, it's $30,000. If you wanted videos made, I don't know what it'd cost. I'm assuming it'd be around that to have a professional videographer and all those folks come in, write scripts, produce, edit, all that. Probably going to be in that neighborhood if you wanted to do it. But in that case, you wouldn't get the airings, the 400 airings on cable TV. So putting it back on your agenda for discussion.
So I spoke to it. We discussed it at the Conference of Visitor Bureau board meeting, and Kevin said, he had talked to, I think it's Schuyler County that had it, that used them.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Somebody did. And it was not what they thought it would be. And I asked his advice. I said, you know, cause obviously we do a lot of videos and a lot of promotion through that. And he said in his advice, he would not spend the money to do that, that it would not give us what we're hoping for. That was just the opinion of the group.
Carol.
I guess my question is, which audience are we looking at? The local audience or the graphic around us to lure us into?
It really would be a national audience. So the 400 what you get for this is 400 broadcastings to a national audience. So it's not really a targeted marketing effort from the broadcasting standpoint. Now, our use of the video would be more targeted locally through social media, our website, those sort of things. So it's kind of a two-step.
Thank you.
Kelly?
Is there a way that using videos like this, or actually just even agreeing to the project in the first place, is there a way we can tie it into any of the purposes that we developed in our comprehensive plan? Question number one. Question number two, you know, if it was going to cost us $30,000 potentially to have other videos made that we could use for the same purpose, plus we would get advertising off of this one because it would be aired on PBS. I mean, it's a different kind of audience. So perhaps we need to, I hate to kick a can down the road, but maybe we need to tie it into that purpose. Maybe we need to actually ask a couple of people that make videos, how much would you charge us to make us this much footage of videos for our purpose? I can see why CVB is not interested in it, and maybe some of the other tourism organizations, because it's really not, it's not tourism. It's different. Yeah. And would that be useful, like I said, in regard to our comprehensive plan for other purposes? So we need to kind of shift away from looking at it as a tourism expense, although maybe that limits our ability to use the room tax money, but maybe there are other purposes that we could use it for. We need to look at it full circle.
Yes. To answer your question, I think you could certainly tie in aspects of your comprehensive plan, because that looks at, you know, the assets that you have now and what you're looking at for the future. So when you look at infrastructure, broadband, you know, certainly our natural assets were talked about in the comprehensive plan. I think there are a number of things that you could, you know, take from your comprehensive plan and utilize in that way. And yeah, I think you're right. I think the first question is something like this promotional videos highlighting Steuben County in general something that this group wants to explore? If that's yes, you know, then we can certainly reach out to other, I mean, I'm sure Kevin knows other large videography companies and production companies and those sort of things that we could reach out and say, how much would this be? And again, to your point, we wouldn't get the airings because that we'd have to pay for those separately.
We're more than just a tourism destination.
Sure.
Although it's an amazing tourism destination, but perhaps this could showcase something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great idea, but I think based on what he found from another county, they didn't get what they thought they were going to get. So maybe we need to just talk to, I think it's Schuyler, that how did that go? Same company trying to do the same kind of thing, and they didn't get what they were hoping to get is kind of how we heard it.
I can talk to Kevin and find out, because I wasn't aware that they did that. I could talk to Kevin, and then whatever county it is, if it's, I know,
I can talk to them. Sure.
We would need to define what is it we want out of this? Mm-hmm. What can it give us, since we are not going to look at it as a tourism promotion item? What would we want it to do?
And that sort of is where something like this, I wouldn't say would restrict us a little bit more, but we do have editorial control over the scripts and those sort of things. But they are pretty prescriptive, and, you know, we provide them with, okay, take a look at our comprehensive plan, but they certainly want to, you know, highlight business, education, recreation, cost of, you know, quality of life, those sort of things. They want to highlight those things, but we, other than, you know, different than us doing an RFP where we can lay out here's exactly what we're going to do. We'd have a little less control in this, and maybe that's what the information that I can get from another county. Great. So,
yep. So you want to make a motion to table it, Hilda?
Yes, please.
Your second.
Joe had a question. Yeah, Joe had a question also.
Oh, I was just going to say, I would also like to see some other options we have, and I think Kevin would be able to tell us that. And also, I think one of the uses, you know, when I think of the amount of vacancies we have in some of the departments, if we can hook up, you know, when we advertise vacancies, hook them up with, you know, what this area is about. So we get some people outside the county because they're going to want to know, you know, where am I going, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know we do some of that already, but you can never do enough. I mean,
and we've never done something in this fashion since I've been here, a kind of digital marketing outside of your social media and your those sort of things.
Sell the area as much as you can, try to, you know, fill the vacancy.
I'll second. I do want to make a comment. I think if we were to do something like this, it should be targeted to people my age and younger. We want to bring in young people who are like, hey, I can't afford to buy a house over in California, New York City, wherever, because it's way too expensive. But like, we have affordable housing prices, that kind of stuff. And then those are also going to be your workforce people. I think if you're going to do it, you need a purpose. I don't think airing on PBS is going to get that type of audience.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Tabled.
Okay. Thank you. So we do have a number of items for executive session, compensation, employment of particular individuals, collective bargaining, and pending litigation. And settlement of claim? Okay.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Or an executive session?
Yeah. They don't watch it.
What we need is to authorize the budget transfer from the unassigned fund balance.
I'll make the motion.
Motion?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Next is the adoption of salaries.
So we'll...
And then we're going to, are we going to also take these other actions separately?
Yeah.
The ones that we discuss in executive session.
Yeah.
Are doing them as a bundle or separately? Is that what you're asking?
All together.
All of them.
Kill them all together.
All of them.
Yeah, we're going to adopt. Yeah. I got to mention what they are.
Yeah.
So Jack's out, he would go to grade O, step 12. Amanda would go grade F, step 12. The legislature would have a raise of $1,200 a year. The chair would have a raise of $1,200 a year. And Brenda would have a 6% salary increase.
You got it, man.
Brenda's is as it's listed on the grid.
Right.
Yeah.
Brenda's is as it's listed on the grid.
Yes. Right on. Legislature's $1,200.
I need some scribble notes. They had the numbers.
Need a motion to approve that?
I'll move it.
Your second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Really?
Yeah. Meeting's
adjourned. Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
What's that?
On favor.
Finance. Oh, man. Yeah, that would have been good.
Put you with Ashley.
There you go.